the dead, and you are Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue that Jesus Christ is Lord.
One more time.
For you are Lord. You are Lord. You have risen.
Stand with me. Let's sing Jehovah Jireh in the inserts number 20. Just tell him you're more than enough for me.
Jehovah Jireh.
More.
express that to him, to sing that. Say, Lord, you're more than enough. I don't need you plus. I don't need you and something else. I just need you. You're more than enough. It's all in him. Peace looks like him. Righteousness, it's him. Safety, security, it's all him. Amen. Let's bow in prayer. Lord Jesus, we just come before you tonight. Truly such a blessing, Lord, to sing to you, to adore you, to praise you, Lord, to confess these things, Lord, and to tell you you're more than enough, Lord. We love you, and we just want to express that tonight and be with you tonight. Lord, bless this time, this fellowship, Lord, and we're looking to you that you would come and minister and speak to hearts, that each one could have, Lord, a time shut away with you in communion, Lord, where man's not even in the picture. It's just you and your subjects, you and your children communing and feasting, Lord. Let it be tonight, Lord, that you would have your way, that you would be lifted up, Lord, alone. We just give you praise. We give you thanks, Lord. Again, we just confess you're more than enough. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies, which are new every day. Just ask all this and just bless your name and give you thanks in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated for just a moment. Greetings, everybody. Good night. God bless you all. Thank you so much, musicians. Sure appreciate you. And greetings to all online. Didn't quite catch the names, but I know people are there, whether their names are listed or not sometimes. And so, God bless you all. How is everybody? How is boot camp? Yep, that's what we're in. Elisha's not the only one. The only one. I wasn't. Yeah, Derek was frozen there for a minute, I think. Character development. We're all here for a purpose. Training. Being tested. It's that reality, that season of not the season, it's life. It's what he's bringing us through and working out in us and just for myself at least, I think it's been a season of just back to back to back to back, one thing after another, and you come to a place where all you can do is look up, cry out, ask for help, and he's there. And he does. Amen. And, you know, I think as time goes on, as we grow up, you know, we find out the reality of, okay, the older I get, it's not that I'm more capable or more able, but we learn to be in that place of walking with him and of dependence on him. And there's an experience that we get in that, as the scripture says, yields a patience, yields an, you know. So thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for these things. And I say, you know, in this dark, late hour that we're living in, if the things that we go through loosen the grip of this world, the grasp of this world on us, I say thank you, Lord. So it's all in his season, it's all in his time, and I say thank the Lord. So more and more dependent on him, I think, every day. So I want to just look into some things tonight. I hope this justice will be a blessing. I was going to minister. We know how this goes. The Lord just had some things on my heart about birth pains and laboring and for life and straining for life. And I think that's really where we're at in a lot of ways. I think the hour's late. But the Lord turned that, and I had some other things that he just put on my heart, so I'm just trusting he's gonna take this and bless it and minister. And you know, we go through things, all of us, where you're gonna look back in your life and you're gonna see one set of footprints. You're just gonna be that way. You think, how did I do it? He did it. I didn't. And I think more and more, I just believe we're, you know, the Lord has been his amazing grace. He takes us through things, and we look back then and we see how am I standing? I'm standing, and it's not me, it's him. So we recognize the true and faithful one, the one who overcame, overcomes in me, and he overcomes in you. And as we get older and we realize more and more, hey, like the scripture says, look to the pit from whence you were digged, right? The one that you're a part of, it's all him. It's all him. So any goodness, any ability, anything in me, it's of him and from him. So thank the Lord for that. All the characteristics, anything again that's in us, comes from him. So thank the Lord. All right. So the beauty of God's word. We could talk tonight about birth pains and travail and all these things, but guess what I'm talking about? Rest. And it all applies in its right situation. You know, it also, you know, we each way and each scripture, each part of God's word, it all fits just right. But so in a way it's in, you know, the Lord is good. So I think it's so encouraging to me in this hour again with my nations at war, the natural economies, everything failing more by the day. But we have something sure. We have something fixed. We have something unmovable, an anchor that's sure and steadfast. And there's so much to rejoice in. So let's just spend a little bit of time in God's word tonight. If you would stand with me, we'll turn back to Isaiah 59. And I haven't been able to get rid of this scripture. Brother Derek, we had shared it on a Bible study weeks ago. Isaiah 59, the end of the chapter there, and it's just been with me. And so we'll start there. Isaiah 59 and verse 19. It says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. And verse 21, here we go. Just going to hold this in our hearts, hold this in our mouth for a bit, chew on it. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit, where is it? It's upon you. And my words. So there you go, word and spirit. You can't separate it. My words, where has he put them? In thy mouth. Do you have to hold on to it? He said, what is it comes next? Shall not depart. Shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, saith the Lord from henceforth and forever. Amen. You can be seated. And I just want to dwell on that thought. Let's hold that. I'm going to kind of highlight some words, some things, if you want to write them down or just kind of meditate on them with me. Shall not depart. And I love that, just to think about that for a few minutes. What did he say? I have put them in. He says, my spirit that is on where? It's upon you. And my words, which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart. Yeah. Amen. What a resting place. And I think that's encouraging to me. So I look at these things as we go forward. You know, you think of God's spoken word. When he says something, it's as good as done. It's settled. It's fixed. So we can, with God, call the end from the beginning, saying what he has said, and the future, we'll just call it past tense. Guess what, Sister Lenore? You overcame. Yeah. You overcame, Sister Janelle. Christian, Noah. You prevailed, Anna. And we'll go through these scriptures, but just think of that for a minute, because what he has spoken, the certainty of his word, and I love the reality of that. Where is his spirit? Where is his word? It's upon you. It's in you. It's in your mouth. What an anchor, what a resting place and a reality. With that scripture in mind, let's go into the New Testament and look at a couple more that just fit right in beautifully with that picture, I guess. 1 John chapter 2. So Isaiah 59, we just read those words, "My spirit shall not depart." All right, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 14 says, "I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you're strong, and the word of God abideth." Where? In you. It abides, it's remaining, it's there. And all later in that same chapter, drop down to, verse 27. Says, "The anointing which you have received of him abides." It's not leaving. "And you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even it as has taught you, you shall abide in him." So there's a beautiful picture, beautiful security here. And what I love in verse 27 especially, you know, you think of an anointing, you know there's true and false. And a false is usually temporary. It's usually outer on that outside man, the spirit realm. But this anointing is doing what? It's teaching you. It's that word, it's going to abide, and it's teaching into your soul the truth and the word of God. But there it is again. You can see it's abiding. "And you shall abide in him." Okay, so there's that abiding reality. Okay, then let's keep going. 1 John chapter 3, and just turn the page.
The last phrase.
On that last verse?
No, verse 14.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did I miss that?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, thank you. Let's read the whole verse again because it's beautiful. "I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you're strong, and the word of God abides in you." What comes next? "You've overcome the wicked one." Those are perfectly connected. You have, yes, "and you have overcome the world." Thank you. The word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the world. The wicked one, sorry, I'm thinking of that. Yeah. Okay, so 1 John 3 and verse 24. All right, similar thought there. "And he that keepeth his commandments dwells in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit." So there it again, there's that abiding, that reality of his Spirit in us abiding, not departing, okay? And I'm going to continue to repeat Isaiah 59. Shall not depart. His word, his spirit, it's where? It's in you, and it's not going to depart. It's abiding. You're in him, he's in you. You have overcome. You overcame. You will overcome. Amen. So whatever tense you want to put it, if you want to put it past tense, future tense, it's the word of God. You're in him, and you're a part of him. Okay, we've got one more actually in 2 John, so just flip the page one more time. And 2 John, we'll just start with verse 1. I love this. "The elder unto the who elect lady." So we're talking about who here? The elect and her children. Amen. "Whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also they that have known the truth. For the truth's sake, which dwelleth" where? "In us and shall be with us throughout till next weekend."
Yeah.
Shall be with us if we can hold on and if we're strong enough. The Word is going to be with us. The where is His Word? It's in you. What is the truth? It's the Word, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Amen. So I love these things. I hope that this ministers and is a blessing to you. Again, what around us is failing, that we have something that will not, something that is unmovable, fixed, eternal, and that's what we're a part of. Amen. Now, kind of capturing this is just a couple things that Brother Branham, he says, and this is really the same kind of thought of, let me get to one more scripture here before we go into the quote. All right, so we good here? Isaiah 59, the word that is in you, the spirit that I put upon you is not going to depart. 1 John, it's going to abide. You're abiding in Him. He's abiding in you. It's a part of you. You recognize Him in you. Lord, wake us up. Open our eyes to these realities more. Okay, one more in the same thought, the same line of thinking there. Romans chapter 10. I'm just going to touch on this briefly. I was listening to a sermon recently, Brother Abraham ministering on this. It was just really rich, really a blessing. So Romans chapter 10, and we'll start here with verse 5. For Moses describeth righteousness, which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep. Where is Christ? See this picture, this wording here. Who's going to descend it? Verse 8 is the answer. What saith it? The Word is nigh thee. Where is the Word? Where is Christ? He's in you. He's a part of you. He's a part of His body. Don't you see that beauty, that reality there? Brother Branham, this is from the Spoken Word is the original seed. He says, what? He said, this is paragraph 271. He says, that's grace right there. He says, God, talking about, let me back up a second here. He's talking about Abraham and Sarah here and how Sarah, you know, the Lord Melchizedek came and Sarah laughed in the tent and all that. He says, God would have slew her right there, but He couldn't. He says, oh, see our stupidity? He'd kill every one of us, but He can't. To kill Sarah, He had to take Abraham because Sarah was a part of Abraham. You can't separate them. You can't separate us. They were one in union, and to take the church and to destroy it, He can't do it because it's a part of Himself. Amen. Part of Himself, the Word being made flesh. Your flesh, my flesh. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Couldn't do it. Do you get it? He couldn't kill her. He couldn't take her life because she was part of Abraham. She was flesh of His flesh and bone of His bone in our mistakes. Don't say, well, I made a failure. He says, Abraham made failures too, but He couldn't take the church. He can't kill the elected. He can't take your life because you're part of Himself. You're the Word. Absolutely. Amen. Every seed after its kind. If Papa's Word, what are His kids? Their Word. Let me just repeat that. He couldn't take the church. He can't kill the elected. He can't take your life because you're part of Himself. You are the Word. The Word is in you. There we go. The Word and the Spirit in us. It's manifest itself. It's proving itself. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. All the words of God. You believe every one of them work, and God working through you. See, you're a part of the Word, which is Christ, and you're taught that He is the Word. We are flesh of His flesh and bone of His bone. Amen. Doesn't that make you just rejoice? No wonder you can see these things. The security is, as Brother M said, don't ask, can I make it? I've already made it. He made it. Amen. I'm a part of Him. All right, let's go back. Isaiah 59, the word that is in you, my spirit that's in you, shall not depart. The truth which shall be in you, 2 John, forever. Amen. All right, one or two more things, we'll just move on. This is in the message, what shall I do with Jesus called Christ? There you go. Think of that. What shall I do with Jesus called Christ? Every one of us comes to that point. Yeah. And we say, take him in here. That's what I'm going to do with him. Receive his word. God's body united as his bride, being one, him and Christ together is the spirit. Okay, let me slow down because that's even right there. He just said so much. God's body united as his bride, being one. Okay, he says him and Christ together is the spirit working in the flesh of the church like it worked in the flesh of Jesus Christ. Amen. What does that remind you of? Acts chapter 1, the former treatise, Theophilus of Jesus, all that Jesus began to do. He's living on in his church. He's continuing that work. So he says, they are one. Husband and wife is no longer two, but one. And Christ and his body is one. The same spirit that was in Christ is in his bride and his body. And that unites them together with the word. And God living in there himself, manifesting it. Amen. Word inside the body, inside the bride, manifesting itself. Do you see your position? Do you see your identification in these things? Okay, one more thing here. He says this, and this is the message, the world is falling. The world is again falling apart. Isn't that the truth? He says the church is ready. She's sealed in, ready to come. There will be a big outpouring of the Spirit, yes, sir, to grab the church and take her into the skies. Exactly. See, because the church, the bride, the word, and Christ, his ministry is in his bride, which is his body, the celestial body, or I mean to say the supernatural body of his here on the spiritual body on the earth. His spirit is in here, in there, living his life right out. Living his life right out. Don't you love that? Until him and the church becomes one in the wedding. See, they become one. He takes them, just a little minority in the last days. But I like how he starts that. He says he's going to grab that church and take her to the skies. That spirit of grace that is still here, that spirit in it when it's lifted off. How can we do else but go with him? We're one. We're part of him. He's a part of us. Such a union, such a oneness. Amen. The word that's in you, his spirit will not depart. Amen. You're a part of him. So just moving on, we'll look at a few other things here and some different scriptures, some different passages, but really looking at that kingdom, that one that we're in, the one that we're a part of, and that which cannot be shaken. So let's go back to the beginning in Isaiah 59, and that phrase, the word, the spirit that's in you shall not depart. Everything's failing, everything's fading, everything's broken down here, but that one is not. So, all right, that which is perfect. So we're going to go through a lot of these are real familiar. We've spent a lot of time in these lately, but that's okay. Romans 12. Kind of the end of the chapter as we've been dwelling on. Sorry, not Romans. I said Romans. Hebrews. Pardon. Hebrews chapter 12. And verse 28, this whole passage, this section is so good and beautiful, but we'll just drop down to 28, and it says, what? Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which, what? Cannot be moved. Let us have grace. Okay, the previous verse, actually, this word, yet once more, signifying the removing of those things that are shaken, as of those things which are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Now, that word shaken is to agitate, to topple, to disturb or destroy. And boy, does that describe this life down here. Everything is being agitated or destroyed. It's going to be toppled. But there's a kingdom, there's a reality that is not, cannot be agitated or toppled or destroyed. And notice the wording here, the direction. It says in verse 28, we receiving a kingdom. We are receiving. Doesn't say a kingdom receiving us. It says we receiving a kingdom. It's here. Where is the kingdom of God? It's within you. We receiving that kingdom, that life, that reality, that spirit cannot be shaken, cannot be moved. So there's our security. All right, and I'm just going to quote this one. This is so beautiful, so familiar to us, but this is First Chronicles, actually, verse 16, verse 34. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." So there you go. There's another word I want you to hold on to, endureth. Do you know what that means, Christian? That means there's no expiration date. It endures forever. His mercy endures. So there you go. Another word to hold on to as we go through this little study. Endureth forever. Hebrews 12, as we just read. A kingdom which cannot be moved. Okay, back in Hebrews, a couple chapters to Hebrews chapter 6. So again, we're talking the safety and security of God's word, his promises. Amen, that we're a part of, that's in us. And end of the chapter, we'll look. Let's start with we'll start with 13. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, Surely, blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. So after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel. Immutability. Do you know what that means? Can't change. Cannot change. It's so certain, so fixed, so secure, and we in it, we a part of this. Think of this. Confirmed it with an oath. Verse 18, that by two of things, not just one, but two. Oh my, thank you, Lord. Two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. We might have a strong consolation. I like that. Who have fled for refuge to lay hope on hold on the hope set before us. Which hope we have where? It's an anchor of the soul, which both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil. Amen. Unchangeable. That's those words there. Let's just meditate on that. Unchangeable, immutable, strong consolation and a refuge. I'll just quote this one as well. We've been dwelling on it so much, but it's so good. Romans 4:16. Everybody know that one by heart now? Who's got it for? Oh, therefore it is of faith. That it might be by grace, that the promise might be sure. I like that. In some translations, that word sure is translated guaranteed. It's guaranteed. Therefore, it is of faith. I like that. What is faith? We know in this day. It's revelation. So you have a revelation given to you. That revelation, do you know what that becomes? That's reality. This no longer is reality. I've heard from God, and I have in my heart, I possess. It's not just reality. That reality is a possession. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. I now possess this, something he's given to me, and that becomes reality despite anything around me. That's reality. And therefore it is by, so we can say, just as it says there, that the promise might be sure. Amen. Amen. Don't you love him? Is this making sense? I hope there's some you can see, at least in where we're kind of going with some of this, and we're talking about that which abides, that which endures, that which is fixed and unmovable, that which is guaranteed, that which cannot, shall not depart. Amen. And you're in it. You're a part of it. You're a part of him by his grace. 1 Peter 3. Let's just go through a couple more here. Kind of winding down. This is short and simple, but 1 Peter 3. And, no, sorry, 1 Peter 1. One and verse three. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy, thank you, Lord, hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now go through this with me. Let's just stack these up, count them, add them up to an inheritance. Okay, inheritance. What do you, where inheritance comes out? By birth. So we're talking about by birth. Our identification, who you are, who I am in Christ, we have what? An inheritance. What? Incorruptible, undefiled, that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God. Wow. That's rich. That's beautiful. That, to me, again, incorruptible, undefiled, reserved. Maybe I missed one in there. Talk about bomb proof. Talk about death proof. Talk about devil proof. It's not going anywhere. It's sure, it's certain, it's fixed. It's a part of you and you're a part of him. Amen. All right, just a couple more. Psalms 97. I love this. We'll hit a couple here in Psalms. Psalms 97. And there's so much here. I could spend way more time, but I'm just picking a couple. All right. And actually down, oh my, we could read the whole. Let's just drop down to 10. I mean, go home and read that whole chapter. It's so beautiful. Verse 10, ye that love the Lord hate evil, he preserveth. There you go. He preserveth the souls of his saints. I like that. That word preserve is to attend to. He's attending to you, to guard, and to protect. The Lord attends to, he guards, he protects the souls of his saints. Amen. And again, so are you keeping track of this? We have preserveth, endureth, guaranteed, incorruptible, fadeth not away, all these things. Do you see, do you feel some security tonight? Do you see your position in him, your identification? And I'll quote just this one. This, but I love this. I couldn't think as I was thinking of enduring. Couldn't help but think of 1 Corinthians 13, which is speaking, of course, of love. What does it say in verse 7? It endures all things, everything. So everything that you could possibly face. What is love? Love is him, the person of Jesus Christ. And he and you will endure all things. Anything and everything that you could possibly face, you will endure. Amen. Don't you love that? All right, in Psalms, if you still got your hands there, let's turn to Psalm 121. We will read that. That whole chapter, because it's all right through there. Keeping, preserving, protect. Amen. Verse 1, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Aren't you thankful for that? So no matter what the tactics and the schemes of the enemy, no matter what, as the day gets darker, I just stopped there for a minute, you know, it gets darker, it gets more evil all the time. That's okay. It doesn't matter. The Lord shall preserve thee from all of it, all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming forth, or thy coming in from this time forth, even forever. There you are. You are kept. You are preserved. His Spirit, His Word that's in you shall not depart. The truth which is in you and will be for how long? Forever. 2 John chapter 1, verse 2. Amen. I love this. And I was thinking of some of these things I couldn't help, you know, as we were talking about Romans 4 there and that promise being sure. And we said that the word there in some translation is guaranteed. And I couldn't help but think of this one. This is from the Token Message. The Holy Ghost is our identification. Now, right there's rest, because it's no longer me, it's Him. My identification is Him in every way. It's what identifies us as Christians, not our membership in churches, not our understanding of the Bible, not how much you know the Bible, it's how much you know about the author. See how much the author is living in you. It's yourself gone, you're no more. You reckon yourself dead, and the token is what lives in you. Thank you, Lord. So there you go. It's not your life, it's Him. Paul said, the life that I now live, he lived a different life from what he once did. It's not me, but Christ that liveth in me. There is the identified token that God required, identified with our sacrifice. The life of the Savior in us. The Holy Spirit. Oh, what a positive token. There cannot be any more token. Oh, if you could only catch the thought of it. And I believe we are starting to a little more all the time. If you could only catch the thought of it, if I had the power this morning with words to express and place into your soul, not your ears, but your soul, you could see the guarantee of it. There we go. Safety and security in Him, because of Him. You are inseparable from Him. Amen. As it was Abigail, I think, that told David, right? The soul of my Lord is bound in the bundle of life. You are so intertwined, so a part of Him. You cannot separate Him from you. Like that we first read in the beginning, Abraham and Sarah, she's a part of Him. You cannot, he couldn't take Sarah because she was part of Abraham. Don't you love it? Don't you love Him? One more, just in closing, maybe if the musicians would want to go ahead and come, and we'll end with this. This is, turn with me to Isaiah. Oops. Where am I going here? Chapter 54. We're getting ready to sing this. Oh my, His Word and His Spirit shall not depart from you. Isaiah 54, verse 10, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. Think about that. The mountains may depart. His Word will not, His kindness will not depart from you. Think about that. Think about that for His love and His care. Yes. So again, we can, with this confidence, this rest and assurance in the Word of God, I overcame. Let's just go ahead and say it past tense. I overcame. I endured. I persevered because of Him, because I'm a part of Him. His word is a part of me. His life is a part of me. Don't you love that? Amen. Let's worship the Lord. Stand with me tonight. We're going to sing actually a couple things that kind of fit in. Actually, it's turn first. We're going to 61. We don't get to sing this too often. 61 in the only believe. Maybe we'll just, I should not be moved. Sorry. It's a good, nice, long song, but it's wonderful. Every word, every part of that's perfect. It's fitting, and we'll skip the chorus. Maybe we'll drop the chorus down to the very end. So, all right, let's sing it. Jesus is my Savior. I shall not be moved. In His love and favor, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. In my Christ abiding, I shall not be moved. In His love I'm hiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. If I trust Him ever, I shall not be moved. He will fail me never, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. On His word I'm feeding, I shall not be moved. He's the one that's leading, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Glory, hallelujah, I shall not be moved. Anchored in Jehovah, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. In I shall not be moved. And in Him abiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Oh, look at this. Though all hell assail me, I shall not be moved. Jesus will not fail me, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. Though the tempest rages, I shall not be moved. On the rock of ages, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, amen, sing the chorus. I shall not be moved, just like the tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Amen. What beautiful words. What reality. Every single one of those. Amen. His word, his spirit will not depart.
Yeah.
The truth which abides with you forever and shall be with you forever. Amen. All right. Where is it? Behold, sorry, the mountains made apart. Anybody have a number on that? Pardon? 171. Thank you.
4 the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee.
Sing it one more time.
For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be the Lord that hath mercy on thee.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Just think of that tonight, that guarantee of Him, of His Word, of His Holy Spirit, His life shall not depart from you or from your seed. What a resting place we have. Amen. Any prayer requests tonight? Any needs before we close? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Pardon? Yes. Thank you, Mom and Dad, traveling. Actually, I may be going up to see Brother Tim, too. So keep us in prayer on the road. And okay, Matthew, you want to close in prayer tonight? No? All right. Sure? Okay. Thank you.
Dear Lord, please protect everyone as they're on the road.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. With wherever they're going.
Mm-hmm.
Help us all just get a step closer to you.
Amen.
And help us with whatever anyone needs or asks.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. God bless you all richly. Thank you.